KVGC News Time, now 10 minutes after the hour. Topping the news for a Monday, the 20th day of July. A record number of jobs were added across California in the month of June, but that gain could be short-lived. The State Employment Development Department released its unemployment report on Friday, and although California added a record 558,000 jobs in June, as many businesses reopened, EDD officials say much of the growth was from the restaurant and bar business, the very business being affected now by new closures. The state's rate showed improvement, decreasing to 14.9%, better than the record 16.4% in April and May, but still higher than at the height of the Great Recession a decade ago. Amador County's rate dropped nearly 2.5 percentage points to 12.7% from 15.1%. A total of 1,840 are unemployed out of a workforce of about 14,460. In Calaveras County, the June jobless rate dipped by a percent from 12% in May to 11%, leaving 2,270 without employment out of a labor force of 20,630. Nine of California's 11 industry sectors added jobs last month, benefiting from statewide reopenings of mostly bars and dining restaurants. That sector has gained more than a third of its jobs back from April and March. Percentage-wise, construction had the biggest rebound since the historic losses in March and April, recovering 68% of jobs lost.
Well, early Sunday morning, Jackson fire units rolled to a suspicious fire in the vegetation surrounding the Regal Cinemas parking lot. First reported around 12:15, the fire destroyed several large ornamental bushes. Crews arrived on scene quickly, able to prevent the fire from moving up the grass embankment toward the Head Start State Preschool and several homes. The fire was contained to just about a quarter acre. Now, the Regal Cinema has been closed for the past few months due to the COVID-19 pandemic and was not damaged. Cal Fire also assisted at the scene.
Well, the COVID-19 count continues to increase in Amador County. Over the weekend, three more cases were confirmed. That brings total cases in Amador to date to 54. Still, one hospitalized in the county and one county resident is hospitalized out of the county. So that now brings our total active case count of COVID-19 in Amador County to 23 cases at the moment. Total recovery to date, 31 cases.
Well, with 12 new positive cases of COVID-19 reported in Calaveras County Friday, Calaveras County Health Officer Dr. Dean Coletta calling for aggressive action. With the 12 additions, the total number of confirmed cases stands at 87. Now, of those 87, 53 remain active. 34 have since recovered, with no deaths recorded. There have been 3,962 tests administered. Now, according to Coletta, without aggressive action from every person in local business, it'll be a challenge to slow the spread of COVID-19 into our communities. Coletta calling on every person to do their part. Individual actions help slow the spread of the virus. All should avoid mixing with others outside your household. Avoid unnecessary travel. When you go out, wear a face covering. Stay home if sick or if you have symptoms and are awaiting test results. Persons over 65 and those with chronic health conditions, putting them at higher risk for severe COVID-19 symptoms, should continue to stay home as much as possible.
Well, Governor Newsom on Friday released new guidelines and restrictions for reopening the state's public school system. He noted that the 32 counties on the state's monitoring list must remain in all distance learning until they're off the list for 14 straight days. The state will also be issuing rigorous distance learning requirements for schools unable to reopen. Amador and Calaveras County are not currently on the governor's watch list.
And with COVID cases climbing and some businesses in the state forced to shut down again, Amador Unified School Board will hold a special meeting today at 1 p.m. to discuss whether to allow in-person classes in the school district or continue distance learning once school resumes come August. Now, a working group of stakeholders from various groups associated with the school district have been meeting to discuss the district's options. The subject has been hotly debated locally, with supporters of in-person classes recently staging protests in its favor outside the district administration building near the highway. Now, today's meeting will be broadcast via Facebook Live on our Facebook page.
Well, following weeks of investigation, three Calaveras County residents were arrested on various charges. While few details are available at this time due to the ongoing nature of the case, Calaveras County Sheriff's deputies and the CHP served a single warrant for non-specific probable causes Thursday at a home off of Warden Road in McCallamy Hill. They took 24-year-old Dennis Pipes, a resident of that home, into custody, along with 58-year-old Herbert Smith of McCallamy Hill and 51-year-old Sandy Sims of Mountain Ranch. Pipes faces charges of grand theft and receiving stolen property. Sims is charged with receiving stolen property. Smith faces charges of possessing a stolen vehicle and other property, along with being in possession of narcotics. They were all booked into the Calaveras County Jail.
And when PG&E turned off power during planned power outages last year, it also negatively impacted the ability of cell phone towers to continue to operate. In response to this, the California Public Utility Commission has voted to require cell towers to have 72 hours backup power so service remains. The commission noted that phone service is essential during times of public emergencies, and 88% of 911 calls come from mobile devices. Cell service is also important for receiving emergency alerts from officials. In addition to the 72-hour battery backup requirement, wireless service providers will be required to develop a communication resiliency plan with strategies to maintain service during emergencies.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.